know who's going to be here for our younger generation when all of us elders, where's the history then? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We're being brought up in English. It's all English. We've lost our culture. We've lost our race. We've lost our language. They've got to start bringing them back into the school now. So our children, you know, so our history goes for years and years instead of what's been happening. Our identity's been taken, our identity, you know. We don't know who we are anymore. They bring us up, you know, we do what we do. We do what we do to survive. If they listened to us years ago, we wouldn't be doing these things. We wouldn't all be stuck in this jail, do you know what I mean? But because it's so hard to survive out there now, we're all in jail. They're breaking us from our families from generation to generation to generation. It's just with the Aboriginal women, you know. It's from a drug addiction, right? Their drug addiction comes from white society. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. Like, we're a pure race. Aboriginal people were a pure race, and when they introduced us to drugs and that, the purity of our race just destroyed us. Do you know what I mean? So all the depression that we felt from our ancestors and that, we went through as kids. So we grew up in this a race where drugs and that was introduced to us, the alcohol. So, do you know what I mean? And this is how we have had to survive. And through the depression and through the trauma of what the welfare and situations have brought us through, it's just caused us to feel the depression. So we don't know who we are. So we take drugs and that to hide the escape and the pain that's been inflicted on us. But take us back to our culture. Give us back our language. Show a bit of acknowledgement of what they've done to the Aboriginal people. And then maybe we could start binding ourselves and teaching our kids the right way to go.
Absolutely.
You know, there should be Aboriginal for these Aboriginal women that they put in jail. You know, this is all an effect from drug abuse and that's the white governments and the governments that are not a funding, that are pulling back our funding and not acknowledging our Aboriginal identity. They think we're the same as every other culture. We're not. We're pure to the land.